23 hours.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Bukoshi residents are commend our government for introducing the school feeding program. U.S. strikes at deportation deals with Honduras and Uganda. Good afternoon. It is Thursday, the 21st of August, 2025. And to present the 12:45 menus, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Government has been praised for supporting learners at Munsakamba Primary School in Mukushi District through the school feeding program, which is designed to enhance school attendance and improve learning outcomes. Speaking in an interview, community member Batan Chisenga said the initiative has reduced absenteeism as many pupils are now motivated to attend classes regularly. Mr. Chisenga explained that the availability of meals at schools has encouraged more children to remain in class, thereby improving their concentration and participation in lessons. He further disclosed that to ensure effective implementation of the program, community has constructed a shelter where meals are prepared. He also said learners are provided with meals such as Nshim and Samp, which have become a source of both nourishment and encouragement for continued learning.
Program ina kutukaribisi yubu ino sana. Pantuwaga anabamo, venda vesa ni nsara kusikulu. So, ngabasa kusikulu, wala wala kwa te okulia filia, so wala kwa ta nani kanya wili gine siya ya kuya kusikulu. Mani kwa pantu, pantu valeria. Pia kwewa tupute wili ya watu wadira, kwewe support haba na kupela masikulu na kama schools. Kote sani, wale pele fia, wale pela ifia kulia filia, kwa utira. Makama kwa wala wano, wala kwewa, wale mani nsara kunga anda filia, sara furisha ko, ufuisa kusikulu. Wapela, apa wale pika nubwati. Na sampo, esha kwa wapela.
Following recent reports of teachers at Kapiri Mponshi's Kabonga Primary School indulging in excessive beer drinking, management at the school has dispelled the allegations. In an interview with Kumbon Radio News, school head teacher Jesse Mambwe says it is sad that some community members can go to the extent of peddling such allegations against teachers whom she says have been sacrificing to deliver quality education to the learners in the outskirts of the town. Mrs. Mambwe says she is disappointed that certain parents in that community do not seem to appreciate the efforts teachers are putting in just to ensure learners acquire the much needed education for the betterment of their future. And the head teacher further pointed at some achievement scored through infrastructure project that the school management has undertaken, adding that if teachers were alcoholics, no tangible developments could have been recorded.
I can only drink after work or during weekends, not during working hours. How can I run the station with 9 teachers if I'm drinking beer? Then we can even not produce good results. Last year we produced good results. I went to Kabonga in 2021. Then from the time I went there, I opened a school center number for grade 9. We used to go to another school. Then I also managed to build one teacher's house and renovating 3 teachers' houses. From there, we are now building a 1x2 classroom block. So if we are just drinking beer, we are not working. Can we do such wonders? So I wonder those women who were lamenting on those points, they were supposed to come to the school.
Last week, some parents expressed their disappointments with the alleged abuse of alcohol by teachers at Kawonga Primary School, even during working hours. The parents lamented to Combat Radio News that it is uncalled for that most teachers who are supposed to act as role models to young learners are often intoxicated with alcohol during working hours. Mufulila's John Kapengwele Ward area councillor Mambwe Kelvin has announced that the Chibolia Public Health Facility will soon be powered by a solar power system. The project will be funded through the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Mambwe explained that this development is meant to address concerns from residents about the facility's limited operating hours in the evening due to power challenges. Councillor Mambwe has since assured residents that plans are underway to resolve the issue.
Mapange tukwede pachipatala icha mchivoli ya kliniki. Mapange haya kankala kaidia mapange haya kawamia imieo shesu. Padia pachivoli ya kliniki ingana mumuna. Padia maproject ya ingi hayo tule vomba. Icha nde every year tule vomba kwa chitu awamia ya kliniki. Na mafia yonza ya liku padia pa kliniki. Na tuishwa padia ubu wasu ukaramba padia inoshito kwa malaiti. Mula nduwaro chiniti. Berota tuike repope pa mongi entu ngoroshi. Padia tulefwa tuike kwa masola panels. Kukuhishita power ida na masola panel so that uvuvu afya wa malight uka popachivori ya clinic na anoku ilisha nyakonso kwa wantu tulomfwa isho watu sadiri ya wantu kuhisha nyangabai ilisha nyakonso tulomfwa noku gombela po so muli umu wakaule isa tuwala gombela popachivori ya clinic tuwala vika masola panels ya kubati ya kale gomba.
Now, mining expert Charles Mlila has welcomed President Hakainde Hichilema's initiative to ensure the safety and legalization of small-scale miners. According to Mr. Mlila, this move is necessary and timely. He urged the Ministry of Mines to proactively work towards implementing the legalization framework for artisanal miners. Mr. Mlila emphasized that without this framework, small-scale miners will continue to face significant challenges. He believes that formalizing artisanal mining would enable these miners to contribute meaningfully to the national economy and benefit from the country's mineral resources.
What the president is talking about is what we have been alluding to. It's long overdue, and the president is 100% correct. What we need to see is the proactiveness of the Minister of Mines to